You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's play it, everybody, on a Wednesday, March 24th, and a Thursday, March 25th. It's another edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you. Today's guest from the Detroit Free Press and Freep.com, Dave Burkett, will join us. Talk a little Lions football. Dave, of course, the great Lions beat writer, has covered the team for a long time. We'll get Dave's thoughts on the direction of the Lions, free agency, and everything else on this very program today. Coming up on the show, the Lions have two new free agent signees, reportedly a linebacker and a wide receiver. We'll tell you about both of those players coming up in a little bit here on the program. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, also on Twitter, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I love talking to the beat guys because it has been a whirlwind over the last couple of months for them. And it's such a change in direction of the organization because the organization did things a certain way under Quinn and Patricia. We know that. And that affected the media. Then you get the pandemic. And now the organization is doing things a lot differently under Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Whether it is just availability, whether it's just covering the team and having a little bit of fun. And we talked about that a lot yesterday. So I'm interested in hearing what Dave has to say about his outlook on this football team moving forward. All right, so the Lions, we know this. All right, you knew they were going to sign some former Rams, and you knew they were going to sign some former Saints because Dan Campbell worked for the Saints for the last 5 years. Brad Holmes has been with the Rams for like a zillion years as a college scouting director. Today, according to the NFL Network's Mike Garofolo, the Lions have added a linebacker. Now, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I think, and I've thought this for years, that the Lions linebacking core was the weak spot of the team. That it hasn't been good in years, going back to like Stephen Tulloch and DeAndre Levy. The Lions haven't had good linebackers. And when you spend a first-round pick on Jarrad Davis and he flops, you spend a second-round pick on Jelani Tavai and he flops, you spend a lot of money on Christian Jones, two contracts, he did nothing. They signed Reggie Ragland last year, he did nothing. Jalen Reeves-Maybin is a draft pick that really hasn't worked out. Miles Killebrew left, was only a special teams player. The evaluation by Bob Quinn and his staff of linebackers wasn't very good. So here comes Alex Anzalone, former Saints starting linebacker, spot starter. He gets a one-year, $1.75 million deal. Was a third-round pick out of Florida a few years ago. Spot starter, athletic, can run a little bit. But last year had a lot of missed tackles, and his run defense was not very good. So we'll see on a one-year flyer if old number 47 with the long blonde hair sticking out of his helmet, Alex Anzalone, can get the job done. But the Lions are going to be without Jarrad Davis. Of course, he's gone to the Jets. Reggie Ragland, I believe Reggie Ragland signed with the Giants. Christian Jones back with the Bears. How bad are the Bears? The Bears are bringing Christian Jones back. Don't you guys know he's no good? You had him in the first place. So right now, the Lions linebackers are Anzalone, Jamie Collins, Jelani Tavai, Jalen Reeves-Maybin, Sean Dion Hamilton, and Anthony Pittman. Those are the linebackers currently on the depth chart, according to OurLads.com. This isn't any kind of great signing by any stretch of the imagination. And with Jared Goff, by the way, moving a lot of his salary into a bonus, this frees up some more money for the Lions to spend. But I think they're going to do all this spending and create this $50 million cap space to go with more one-year flyers and then to have the money to spend on draft picks. I don't think the team is going to look at any multi-year deals or any big deals down the road. But Alex Anzalone is here on a one-year deal, and we'll see if he can play a little bit. I mean, I'd rather listen to Brad Holmes, John Dorsey, and company when it comes to picking up linebackers than what we saw certainly in the past. All right, we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, incredibly tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is time for Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup, come on, folks, please. Cookies and cream against coconut almond in the enticing eight. This isn't even a question. Cookies and cream is so good. Not that coconut almond isn't good, but the cookies and cream bar is absolutely incredible. It's the best. I think this will win the whole thing. We'll see. But that remains to be seen. All right, go to BuiltBar.com or go to @bar_built on Twitter. Remember, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. All right, so we've had Brad Holmes signings, former Rams. We've had Dan Campbell signings, former Saints, Josh Hill, now Alex Anzalone. What about a John Dorsey signing? Today, the Lions announced they signed former Browns and Giants wide receiver Damian Ratley, a former sixth-round pick by the Browns, and John Dorsey, the assistant general manager of the Detroit Lions, drafted Ratley in 2018 as a sixth-round pick, and so he knows Damian Ratley well. Ratley spent 2 years in Cleveland, waived at the start of last year, picked up by the Giants, and spent the end of last year on the practice squad of the Houston Texans. 3 years in the league, Ratley, a speed guy, 31 games, started six games, caught 29 passes for 407 yards and a touchdown. So the Lions have added a lot of speed at wide receiver. Tyrell Williams can run. Breshad Perriman, who I'm not a huge fan of, can run. Khalif Raymond, who they signed yesterday. No, it's Raymond. The former Titan. He can run. And now, Damian Ratley, the former Texas A&M Aggie, gets an opportunity. Was picked number 175 in the 2018 NFL draft. His pro day, he ran a 4.39 40. Oh, man. That's pretty good. Now, it was 3 years ago. So the Lions are throwing a lot of different things up against the wall and seeing if they stick at the wide receiver spot. So Ratley was waived by the Texans last week and now gets a one-year contract, I believe, with the Lions. So whatever, we'll see if Damian Ratley can play. John Dorsey knows talent, that's for sure. And he was a Dorsey pick, so he'll get an opportunity. Lions have Quintez Cephas, and then, like we said, the newcomers. So preseason is going to be a lot of fun to see jobs fought for, and Ratley can certainly run. And also is a guy, just like Khalif Raymond, that can return punts and kicks. We're going to talk to Dave Burkett coming up next. First, though, are we doing Bet Online today? Yes, we are. BetOnline.ag. Have you seen the spreads for March Madness? Are there games you want to bet on? Do it at betonline.ag. They got you covered for all the news, scores, and also the best odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Football might be done. We got NBA. We got the March Madness college basketball tournament, the women's tournament if you want to bet on that, NHL, all of that in full swing. Go to betonline.ag, sign up today, it's free, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Promo code Locked On. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Our Dave Burkett joins us now. The Free Press Lions beat writer does a fantastic job. Gives us a couple minutes today on Locked On Lions. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Matt? How you doing?
Good, buddy. What are your thoughts so far on this off season and kind of where free agency has gone for the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, look, it's been a minute, I guess, since we talked on here, and I like what they're doing. I guess I like the direction that the Lions are going. I don't think that means they're going to be very good this fall in 2021, but I think when you have a new GM, a new coach, you know, a new quarterback, this is really, you have a chance to build this thing the way you want to do it. And to do that, you might have to take, you know, a step back in order to take two steps forward. And so I sort of like what the Lions have done, the direction that they've gone, the options that they've given themselves. And, you know, that means not spending big in free agency, but knowing that your window of opportunity is a couple years down the road.
You know, this move over the last 24 hours, freeing up some money for this year, with the Jared Goff contract, kind of explain that to the listeners, and what do you think that means the next move is, or is it just money for draft picks?
Well, I mean, by and large, it's money for draft picks to get through the season in case they need anything else. But, you know, I do think you can look at that. And so for those who don't know, you know, Lions basically did a simple restructure of Jared Goff's contract. They took, he was due $25 million in salary, 20 of it they converted to a bonus. You know, the simple stuff happens all the time around the league, but it does sort of, you know, tie the Lions to Goff, I think, at least for 2022 as well. Certainly they can get out of it still if they want, you know, but they would be left with $15 million in dead cap. And, you know, maybe this is just a sign that, yeah, this is it's a 2-year opportunity that Goff has to prove that he is the guy for the Lions to build around a quarterback. I don't think it takes him out of the mix for quarterback at one. I still think, you know, they're going to seriously or need to seriously look at quarterbacks here over the next two seasons. But Goff, at least the way the contract is written now, the dead money that would be left in his wake if the Lions were to move on from him, it makes a whole lot more sense that 2023 would be the year of reckoning now than 2022.
Wait, looking at quarterbacks, I thought Tim Boyle was the guy. What is with these green? I texted Rob Domofsky. I'm like, what is going on up there? Like, jeez. Oh my goodness!
They love Boy. He's a cult figure up there. But jeez. I mean, if he was that right, you'd have to think that the Packers wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love last year, right? I mean, you know, if they're looking for a quarterback and this is the guy that they get to see, and I get it. People love backup quarterbacks. It's been the story here in Detroit for years and years and years. But hey, let's give Tim Boyle a chance. I haven't watched him. I don't know, but. I don't think anyone is going into this offseason thinking Tim Boyle is the answer for the Lions at quarterback.
I'm trying to remember. It was a few years ago, and UConn was on, and I was somewhere where it might have been just at a restaurant or something where the UConn game was on. And I don't know why it was on. It was the only game on, so I had to watch it because you're sitting there kind of with your eyes wandering. And this quarterback was so bad. Dave, he was so bad. And I had to really look back and go, wait, is that the same guy? And it was. Now, of course, he switched schools, and then he had a couple of good preseasons with the Packers. But I'm like, this can't be the guy. These Green Bay people saying he's going to challenge Jared Goff. Get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He, you know, played at Eastern Kentucky. I think that's where he got his most playing time. Yeah. Didn't play a ton at UConn. I don't even think his numbers at Eastern Kentucky were that great, if I remember right. I think he had more interceptions than touchdowns. So. Look, again, give everyone a chance, but for Lions fans, let's not go thinking that Tim Boyle solves all the Lions long-term, you know, questions at quarterback right now.
Dave Burkett from the Free Press with us. Nobody knows the Lions better than Dave and is more plugged in. Tell me about, you look at this, I mentioned this yesterday on the show, the defensive line looks like it's almost set. Is there a chance that they don't touch that and that's the crew moving forward?
I think you're right. You know, maybe there's a draft addition or something, but, you know, just talking to some scouts, the early returns on this defensive line class are not great. I think especially at the defensive tackle position, there's not much depth, and I don't know that there's any impact players. And at defensive end, there's a couple impact players, I guess, but, you know, no one that's thought to be a top 10 caliber pick. So I like what the Lions have done up front. I mean, you know, Michael Brockers, he's probably more of a stopgap than anything, but again, solid vet. He's played really well, you know, in St. Louis and LA for the duration of his career. So, you know, my take on the Lions right now, Matt, is that, you know, everyone's talking about how bad they are, and they're not like a 1-16 bad, you know what I mean? Like, we're probably looking at another 6-win team or something like that, but I think they've done enough, and you have to have enough faith in the coaches to, you know, that they're going to be able to keep their head above water and be competitive, and I do think the defensive line will be part of that, because Michael Brockers, Trey Flowers, Romeo Okwara, that's a pretty solid three that you have up front. No real difference makers, but three solid players.
I still think, looking at the schedule, and if they have to go to Denver and play 17 games, I still think the schedule is very, very daunting. Although, They do play the Bears twice, and I don't know what Chicago's doing. Right? I mean, that's another team I have no clue what they're up to.
They need a quarterback. I mean, I guess there's a number of teams that do right now, but they and look, the thing with the Bears is they're in desperation mode a little bit, and they could be in the Lions situation next year where they're looking at a new coach, a new GM, a new quarterback. So I think everyone in that building over there is, you know, they really feel the fire underneath them right now, and that's why they're desperately searching for some answers on that roster.
Best pickup, or maybe something that was under the radar that you really, really liked so far?
You're talking like Lions in free agency?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Brockers wasn't really under the radar, but I do think he's the best of the guys that they've brought in. The Jamal Williams one is one that I thought was a fit from the get-go, too. DeAndre Swift is the guy at the running back position, but Williams does a little bit of everything. You know, he's going to run for 500 yards. He's going to play on third downs, really solid blocker. And I just think because this Lions team is, you know, they're probably going to lean on that rushing game a little bit more. I think he could be we might look at the end of the season and say, you know what, that wasn't a bad signing right there. They still need receiver help. So that's still the one thing that's really lingering out there. But I'd say the Jamal Williams one.
You know, some mocks, I haven't seen yours today yet. And you'll tell us who you have at 7. Some mocks have Devontae Smith at 7. Others, I saw one today from John Ledyard at the Draft Network, had Smith drop into 16 and had the Lions taking Jalen Waddle at 7. From your sourcing and the people that you talk to, could it be a receiver at 7?
I do think it could. I mean, I think, when you're picking that high in the draft, right, you have to take the best player regardless of position, because if you have a chance to get a blue chip player at any position, you just got to do it. You can't jump talent, you know, for need. And even though the Lions have a bigger need at defense, I just don't think there's a defensive player that's going to be worth it at the end of the day. So when I look at the Lions at 7, and this is assuming no trade down, because I think everyone, you know, would love to see them acquire more draft picks. If they don't think there's a quarterback that, you know, can be their long-term solution at the position, and I think the only other realistic options are wide receiver, because there's 3 pretty good ones. Tight end, Kyle Pitts, who I know fans will go crazy about a tight end, but he's, you know, he's a special player. And maybe offensive tackle if Penei Sewell is there. So I would think it's probably going to be one of those positions if it's not a quarterback.
And that was going to be my next question to you. I know Dan Campbell said nice things about Hal Vitae. A few weeks ago, just saying, hey, that's one guy that when he looked at the tape, that was one guy that stood out. But the right side of the offensive line, how do you envision seeing that going right now?
I don't know what tape he was watching of Vitae, but certainly was the Lions last year. Vitae certainly seems like a guard right now. The way the Lions have constructed this, I think Terrell Crosby is the starter at right tackle, and Vitae probably I don't know what they're going to do with Jonah Jackson, but I would guess Vitae is playing right guard, and they keep Jackson on the left side for now. The one thing that they're lacking up front is depth, and Vitae's obviously had some injury problems. You know, Crosby's missed some time too, so you certainly want to make sure that you're protected at both that tackle and that guard spot. Wouldn't rule Vitae out. He was playing hurt a little bit last year. Let's give him that. But, I would think he's probably a guard in this offense.
It's more fun, isn't it, covering this team with this group? And Brad Holmes has been so accessible pretty well, and Dan Campbell. Heck, Jamal Williams, and you tweeted this the other day, Jamal Williams was so entertaining, he would never have been signed by a Bob Quinn.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. And, yeah, I mean, look, it's certainly a new era. The one thing that I will say about them, right, is – you know, and this includes Dan Campbell, right? They let their personalities be their personalities, right? It shouldn't impact what happens on the football field. I think you can be your own individual, unique person in the locker room, off the field, whatever. And that's just one thing that, you know, I like to see that. I'm glad that the Lions are going in that direction, not just because it makes it more fun and there's more colorful personalities, but I think that brings out the best in a person too.
And I also think it's just good for the culture, right? I mean, that's what they're trying to build. And if guys can be, like you said, guys can be themselves and have a little bit of fun, I don't know how much it'll equate to winning. You still have to have talent, but there was something to be said about how poor that culture was over the last few years and how guys couldn't be individuals.
That's right. I think they were a little, they were walking on eggshells a little too much when Patricia came in 2018 and the years that followed. I mean, it was a good people in the locker room. And I think you go back to Jim Caldwell and it was a good locker room overall. But under Dan Campbell, certainly I think they're trending back in that direction.
All right, Dave, always great to catch up, my friend. Thanks so much.
You got it, Derek. We'll talk to you again.
Dave Burkett from the Free Press joining us on the Wednesday edition of Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.